بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي الإمام المهدي المنتظر، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله وإماء الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة وأوصي أهلي وأحبتي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. God knows best what goes through your minds, your hearts and your souls. And therefore, He is definitely and truly forgiving, a forgiver for those who go back to Him. Awabin means those who turn back to God. My friends, excuse me. A very small microscopic germ or virus wreaked havoc in the land. Almost 80% of the humanity are at home, isolating themselves, staying at home. Streets, marketplaces, schools, corporations, sports centers, arenas, movie theaters are empty. This is the first time in the modern history we witness this global closure of activities around the world. 80% of the people are asked by their governments to stay at home as a strict measure to further prevent the virus from spreading, the spread of the virus. This is something very staggering. We have not witnessed this in our life. Even if you ask your father and your grandfather, he tells you, I haven't seen this in my life. I haven't seen such a thing in my life. These are lessons, my friends. These are lessons. Now, when you stay at home, is this good or bad? It depends on you. It depends on how you perceive it. Do you perceive staying at home as an incarceration, imprisonment? You are fed up with it. You are exhausted. You are tired. You are angry. Or you look at it differently. You look at it as a new opportunity that you didn't have in the past. You look at it as a blessing that you are with your family, that you are going to learn something new, that you are going to discover something about yourself, your family, your life, your future. So it depends, my friends. Negative people always perceive things negatively. So when they stay at home, they get angry, frustrated. Figures tells us that domestic violence is on the rise. Domestic conflict is on the rise because parents don't get along with each other. On the other hand, other figures say positive people are doing positive things. There are new realities for them, new discoveries, new learnings, new skills they are learning, new hobbies they are developing. They are benefiting. In fact, because of their busy schedule in the past, they did not pay attention to the nearest thing to them. They couldn't do so many things. Now it's the time to do them. Now it's the time before they allow you to go out. Seize this moment, seize these days, believe me. Believe me, you're going to miss these days, my friends, I'm not joking. Though some of us are tired because we think we are imprisoned, but a day would come that you miss these days that you stayed with your family at home. And you learned something, it was an opportunity for you. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says about these moments, that when tragedies, misfortunes strike, the believer, the one who's connected to God, the one who speaks to God, the one who has good friendship with God, the one who does not forget God, the one who remembers God, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, their heart find peace in remembering God. That person is, see how Imam Ali describes that person, فِي الزَّلَازِلِ وَقُورِ, during tragedies and misfortunes, he's firm, he's solid, he's unwavering, he's unshakable. These tragedies does not make him freak out, loses control, loses his focus, his mind. فِي الزَّلَازِلِ وَقُورِ, stay calm, stay focused. Stay calm, stay focused. Surrender to God, be at peace. Always say, so what? So what? Life is life. Life is moving, believe me. فِي الزَّلَازِلِ وَقُورِ. The second, وَفِي الْمَكَارِهِ صَبُورِ, during afflictions, trials, and tribulations, he's steadfast. We have to be steadfast, my friends. Nothing can build your character like patience. Nothing. Sabr and patience is a fundamental element of faith, of religion. الصبر من الإيمان كالرأس من الجسد. The similitude of patience to faith is like the similitude of your head to your body. A body cannot function, cannot live without the brain here in your head. Faith cannot survive without patience. The engine that runs you and controls you is your patience and keeps you calm, keeps you balanced. وَفِي الْمَكَارِهِ صَبُورِ. And then the third quality, وَفِي الرَّخَاءِ شَكُورِ, at time of ease, we don't forget God. When they allow us to leave our homes, don't be too excited. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Do not exult. Do not be too excited. Give thanks to God. At the time of happiness, at the time of success, at the time of triumphs, at the time of family reunion, at the time where you make money, at the time when your son gets A+, gets accepted in the best college in the nation, at the time where you buy a new home, you open up a new business, the doctor says, the blood test is excellent, is perfect, your blood test. Then give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. We have to humble ourselves. Humble. Two things I love in religion, in every religion, patience and humility. الصبر والتواضع. If you take them from our life, life loses its essence, its beauty, its value. وفي الرخاء شكور. Because he's at the time of makarih, afflictions, he is sabur, patient. Therefore, the same person you find him at the time of ease and comfort and success, giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends, these news that you hear every single hour about the spreading of this virus, it makes many people worried, uncertain, anxious, fearful. And my friends, these news are going to impact your mental health. If you give in to them, and if you believe them, and if you hear nothing but bad news, they're going to cause depression for many people. I'm telling you, we are humans. We are susceptible to what is happening around us. So my humble advice to my family, to my friends, to my community members, and I am your servant. Number one, do not transmit these news, especially terrible news, bad news, whether they are on the public media, national media, the main media outlets, the main channels, or they are on social media. Don't transmit these news. And if you want to listen to the news or watch the news, once a day is enough. Don't waste your time more than that, because it is going to backfire. When you are always worried, always checking the news every half an hour, every 15 minutes, that is going to take a toll on you. That is going to weaken your immune system. That is going to instill fear and anxiety in you. So don't check out the news. There are many other things you can read, and you can research, and you can enjoy. The second thing, my friends, keep yourself busy. When we are not busy, we are not doing something, these bad thoughts are going to attack us, left and right. But keep yourself busy. Number one, reading. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Is there something in this universe more precious than reading and discovering and learning and educating yourself? Nothing. Nothing more important than reading. Read. Reading nowadays are available. You don't have to go to Barnes and Noble to get a book. You can sit at home, check the book. Any book, you can find it today online. So try to read. I know some of you purchased books and they are gathering dust on the shelves because you didn't have time. Now it's the time. Or you can watch good movies, good documentaries, educational documentaries. Or you can, for those who believe in music, they can play music that is acceptable in religion for us as Muslims, like classical music, according to many scholars, majority of them. It's acceptable. Or paintings. Many of you are good painters, talented painters. Or work in the garden, in your backyard. It teaches us patience. It's a good exercise, mental exercise and physical exercise. And also sports. Also, meditation, all types of sports, if you have a space inside your home, or even outside the home, but close to your house, not too far. So try to keep yourself busy. The other thing, my friends, check on your friends, talk to them, In the past, we didn't have time to ask about our friends because we are busy, 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 running like machines. Especially those who live in America, especially those who live in California, especially those who live in Southern and Northern California, with all the traffic and the pollution that we have. Stressful life. Now God has given you an opportunity to check on your parents, your family members, your friends. Talk to them. It will bring you much relief and confidence too. And also, my friends, the last but not least, when you eat food, try to eat food together with your family members. I know in the past the father would eat at one time, the mother at another time, one son at this time, the other daughter at, because of their schedules, conflicting times. They have schools, they have work, they have finals. Now it's time to spend time together, and we eat together, and we speak together, and we discuss our affairs together. And last thing, my friends, give assurance to people. Do not frighten them. Be a source of safety, security, and stability in your community. Be the positive member of your community. Always bring them good news, beautiful news, peaceful news, satisfying news, assuring news. Don't spread fake news. Don't spread rumors. Don't spread negative news. Always give good promises. Look at the Quran. The Quran is the best promising book. It's filled with the promises and gifts and good news and glad tidings. So be the bearer of glad tidings. May Allah bless you and protect you all, inshallah. We will keep in touch with you through these virtual lectures. So you are sitting at home, the comfort of your home, with your family members, with your kids, and you are watching them, inshallah. And if you have any suggestion, many of you have my WhatsApp number. You can give me a call. You can give me suggestions. I am very open for your beautiful and beneficial suggestions and feedbacks, my friends. May Allah protect you all. By the way, we don't do Salatul Jumu'ah at home. We don't do it, even if you are five or more, because the one who leads the prayers has to be the one who did the sermon himself. So you do Salatul Dhuhr, followed by Salatul Asr, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع الله بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. Oh Allah, we are looking up to you. We expect your help to arrive anytime soon. Descend your patience on us. أفرغ علينا صبرا. Descend your guidance, your wisdom, your peace on us. Peace comes only from you, because you are the source of peace. As-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaymin is God. You are the maker of peace. You are the generator of peace, and peace only comes from you. Send us peace. Send us comfort. We come back to you. Ikshif anna al-adhaba inna mu'minun. Remove this adversity from all people, from mankind, from the seven continents, because they are your creatures. The 8 billion people we have today, they are your dependent. They depend on you. You are the creator, God. You are the sustainer, God. You are the protector. Oh Lord, we don't have another Lord. If we had another Lord, we would go to him. But you are the only Lord. فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت. He cried out loud in the depth of the darkness. This is Jonah, Yunus. أن لا إله إلا أنت. There is no Lord other than you. Where would I go? Who should I ask other than you? أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Yes, indeed, I wronged myself. I wronged my community with my greed, with my short-sightedness, with my intolerance, with my hate sometimes, I wronged myself and I wronged others. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Fastajabna, we responded to him. God is the first responder. God. Fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham. And we relieved him and saved him from a grief. And hence, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And hence, we're going to save those who believe in us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.